This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 54 for Tuesday, September 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, taking direction from losses in the Chicago soy complex as the market traded just above nearby lows. Canola down 6 to nearly $14, November down $13.60 at $570 per ton. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were also down on the day, but Idea's canola is looking cheap compared to most other oilseeds that did temper the losses. The November contract settled right around its 20-day moving average yesterday, but failed to hold above that key chart point today with speculative selling a feature. Seasonal harvest pressure is also thought to be weighing on prices, although farmers remain reluctant sellers at current levels. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower and wheat moved higher. Soybeans pressured by relatively favorable U.S. crop conditions. November down 20 cents at $9.97 per bushel, with that drop below the $10 mark adding to the speculative selling. U.S. soybeans held steady at 65% good to excellent in the latest weekly USDA report. That surprised the trade as recent dryness had average analyst guesses calling for a 2-point drop on the week. But dryness concerns in South America did remain supportive as a lack of moisture in Brazil is thought to be hampering seeding of the country's next soybean crop. Corn, following soybeans lower, losing 3 cents in December at $4.04 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was rated 64% good to excellent. That's down 1 point, but in line with trade expectations. The corn harvest in the U.S. was 5% done, slightly ahead of the 3% average for this time of year. Early anecdotal yield reports point to a large U.S. corn crop. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates on Thursday, and pre-report positioning was a feature as traders expect confirmation of both larger soybean and corn crops. Wheat, meanwhile, moving higher. Minneapolis spring wheat up 2 cents in December at $6.09 per bushel. Kansas City 8 cents higher in the December contract at $5.84 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat up 5¾ cents at $5.74¼. The U.S. spring wheat harvest was 85% complete as of this past Sunday. That's 2 points ahead of average for this time of year. The country's next winter wheat crop was 6% planted, in line with the 5-year average. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, September 10th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.